right, coming back at you live. What's happening? Today's show is brought to you by Butt Tequila. It's a good product. It's the only tequila on the market that you take up the butt that I know of.
Surprise, motherfucker.
It's, instead of drinking it, this is a real game changer. A lot of people don't like the taste of tequila. This comes in suppository form, and it's a simple way to get the alcohol in your bloodstream quickly and effectively without having to drink it. Not everybody likes the taste of alcohol, and tequila particularly tastes like ass. Now you can just put it there.
Oh,
and, you know, some people have stomach issues. People have ulcers. Some people have digestive systems that can't metabolize alcohol. There's all sorts of things going on. You know, they like the effects of alcohol, but they don't like, you know, drinking it. Or maybe that's not an option. A lot of times you're in a social situation that it's not appropriate to drink. But, you know, you need a little something sometimes. Try Butt Tequila. It's new. It's FDA approved now. It's an all-new FDA approved form of alcohol that comes in a very easy-to-use, time-release suppository. Usually can last up to 4 hours. Look, folks, are you getting sick of everyone passing judgment? You know, every time you want to drink.
Hi, everybody. It's
me. What? They're perfect? Okay.
Come on, man.
Yeah, you know, it's stop the stigma. And ladies, Rump Tequila has not forgot about you. A lot of ladies are not keen on shoving things up their ass. That's a fact. And that's understandable. Rump Tequila also comes in tampon form. You're used to that. So you pick just how you want your alcohol administered. They make ingesting alcohol easy. And let me tell you, these tequila-soaked tampons, they pack quite a punch, okay? But not too much. You know, they're kind of designed to keep you at a 0.07. You know, it's a nice buzz, but you're still okay to drive the kids around. Look, mommy needs her medicine, okay? It's fine. It's good. Just simply slide one of these babies in, and within minutes, you will feel the alcohol coursing through your bloodstream. It's great for kids' birthday parties. It's great for high school football games, visiting in-laws, cutting the grass. It's good for church or just brunch with the girls, you know. You can enjoy brunch with a nice buzz without getting the stink eye from people who don't understand your life. Or, you know, you could slip one in before you go out to the bars. It's a nice little kickstart. No one has to know.
Winning.
Available where all fine tequilas are sold. How we doing?
Okay.
Hey, I'm from Ohio, and I have stomach issues, and there's some things on the market there that I can't seem to find up here. It's been kind of a problem. It's kind of like a way to drink alcohol without drinking. It's kind of a time release suppository type thing. Do you have anything of that nature or anything close?
No, I've never, no.
It's new. It just got approved. I mean, I'm having a hell of a time finding anything up here. I can't drink alcohol because I have a stomach issue. And I'm traveling, and I'm like a dummy, I forgot my suppositories on the kitchen table. Do you know anybody who would have, I mean, anything close? It's popular down there with people with stomach issues. It's a kind of a new thing. I know it sounds crazy, but...
No, I mean, we've got some non-alcoholic stuff, but nothing...
No, it's all...
What you're looking for.
Yeah, I'm looking for the alcohol. My stomach, I got these ulcers and everything else, so I've been trying to find... You know, and I have a place in Ohio that gets it in from California, actually. I didn't know... It's just so hard to find anything, you know, up here that's... Mm-hmm. Gonna work for me. So you don't have any alcohol at all that comes in suppository form? Nothing? I mean,
nah, I don't. I'm not. You're the first person I've even heard of anything like that from.
Yeah, it's new. It's, you know, it's what they're doing. I mean, it's lasts about 3.5 hours. It's really, you should look into it. I think it's I use the brand Butt Tequila, but I know there's other ones. It's really been a godsend for me. I'll call around. Okay, well, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay, that idiot had no idea what's going on. I mean, I apologize for that. What else is going on, folks? Let's see. What is happening in Afghanistan? The Taliban's back, everybody. The Taliban is back, and they're having fun. Did you see the picture of them on the bumper cars? They took over a city, and then they took a picture on the bumper cars. They're having a lot of fun over there. They're back, the Taliban. A lot of people desperate to get out of Afghanistan. Did you see that, where they're, a big plane was departing for the USA? A lot of them were climbing on the plane to hitch a ride. A lot of them were trying to do skydiving with no parachute. They had people hiding out in the wheel wells of the plane. They're that desperate to get out of there.
Why the fuck would you
Then, of course,
do
as the plane
like
would
this?
Get about 500 feet in the air, they'd fall to their death. Watch the videos. The videos are all over these people falling out of this plane. Why did they jump into the wheel wells of the plane?
Hey, when the plane takes off, just jump into the wheel wells. That'll work.
I don't know what their plan was, though. It just didn't make any... I mean, when the plane lands, you just dust yourself off, jump out of the wheel well, and, you know, what?
All right, now we're here. Let's get an Uber.
I mean, what was the plan if they when they landed? I don't know. Those people over there are a lot of fun. But, you know, it's very hard to skydive out of a wheel well of a plane with no parachute. That's tough. Believe me. It's crazy. But... this just in, those people that fell off the plane and died, all of them that fell off the plane and died, all of them had COVID-19. They had the Delta variant of COVID-19 and says here they were super spreaders. And by the way, what did these people do to the Taliban that they were so desperate to get out? Did anybody think of that? These people might not have been the greatest people in the world. If you're climbing onto a plane to get out of Afghanistan, you must have did something pretty bad to the Taliban. Nobody thinks about that. They must have did something. Those people that fell out of that plane were no angels, that's for sure. I mean, can anybody really tell me why we're mad at the Taliban? Why are we mad at the Taliban? Why do we hate the Taliban exactly? I mean, I've never been a fan. I don't like the beheadings. I don't like you know how they hang people and the beheading. I'm not a big fan of the beheadings. But did you ever ask yourself this? Maybe those people deserve to be beheaded. Is that possible? No, that's not possible. Okay. But I was just saying, I'm not there. I don't know the situation. You're not there. We can't pass judgment on the Taliban. Can we? I just hope the Taliban are all vaccinated. I worry that a lot of these Taliban people aren't fully vaccinated. You know what I mean? They got to wait 2 weeks after the second dose. Something tells me a lot of them are not vaccinated. They're probably being very irresponsible. I know they have the face coverings, but those are not 100%. Those are not N95s. But, you know, they all got beards. Everyone has a beard. Everyone has a beard over here, too. What's with all these beards? No one shaves anymore. Everybody's got to have a full beard. I don't understand why everybody's getting these long, straggly beards. This has been the trend for a while. All of a sudden, everybody wants to look like the Unabomber. Okay. I don't get it. Why is everybody trying to look like Osama bin Laden? I don't understand these beards. You like the feel of those beards? Do you, ladies? You want to feel a bird's nest all over your body? Why is this the trend? I don't understand why this trend has lasted all these beards. You like all that pubic hair on your face? That's basically what it is. A beard is basically pubic hair, if you think about it.
I did not know that.
You want that, huh, ladies? You want all that big clump of pubic hair on your man's face? Is that what you want? I just don't get it. When I was growing up, beards were for Vietnam vets. And that's it. Oh, it must be a vet. Must be a Vietnam vet. You know, back in the day, you understood if somebody had a long beard down to their tits that they were struggling with what they had to do in Vietnam or whatever.
You piece of shit, loser.
Unsavory characters had the long beard. Now everybody's got these beards. Now, am I just saying this because I can't grow a long, resentable beard? Yes. That is why. It's more of a hatred of myself than anything. But it is getting a little old, these long beards. Am I right? I'm right. Okay. You know what I am looking forward to? Do you see, guys? You guys see the new taco place that's opening up in Dubuque? This is gonna be good. On the corner of University and JFK, the Rusty Taco is coming. I cannot wait for the Rusty Taco. Not sure about that name, though. The Rusty Taco? It doesn't get my mouth watering. I love Mexican food, and we need something other than Taco Bell on this end of town. But the Rusty Taco doesn't sound great. Sounds like a dating app for old women. But I'm sure it's going to be good. Hey, I'll have one Rusty Taco, one dilapidated burrito, maybe a corroded quesadilla. I don't know. I just don't understand. Rusty Taco. It doesn't matter. I mean, with Mexican food, you look at Taco Bell or any Mexican place, and they have probably 50 different items on the menu, right? They got 50 items, but only really 5 ingredients. Meat. They're all different version of meat, cheese, tortilla, maybe lettuce, tomato, sour cream. Just different versions of that. And they call them a million different things. They got the gordita and the chimichanga and the deluxe burrito. Ooh, what's that? It's just tortillas filled with meat and cheese, basically. But there's 50 different items, but they're all basically the same thing. Let's see, what else do I got here? I got someone wrote in to the show. You can do that. You can text into the show now. It's something that I'm doing. Viewer request. This is from a listener. It says, this guy asked, please tell the story of when you dated Kelly Clarkson. First of all, me and Kelly Clarkson did not date. That is not, and that was a long time ago. And my wife does not appreciate me talking about my past love endeavors, okay? Date Kelly Clarkson, hardly. I mean, it wasn't, I mean, maybe for a few hours, I guess I did. You know, maybe for about 45 minutes I dated her, if you know what I mean. I mean, I don't like to talk about it, but it was not a long-term thing. You know, we were younger. Kelly needed a place to crash. It was right before her American Idol edition. I don't like to talk about it, so, but you know, what was the song, Since You've Been Gone? Was that about me? Who knows? It's certainly not out of the realm of possibility that song was about me. I as I recall, me and Kelly were doing some autoerotic asphyxiation that night, and I do believe when I left the room for a brief minute, she did say something. Since you've been gone, I can breathe for the first time. I don't know. I don't like to talk about my Kelly Clarkson encounter. It was fun. She was, you know, mom's the word on that, though. I mean, I don't think she would appreciate me rattling on about what happened between me and her back in 2002 at the Chicago airport. We met at the bar having some drinks. Our flights got canceled. She was all over me. I mean, I'm not even attracted to Kelly Clarkson. I think she's ugly, if I'm being honest. But, you know, what's the old saying? Any port in a storm, you know, will do. She's okay. She's not ugly. She's fine. She was coming on strong, and I had a few drinks. I'm not proud of it. And, you know, quite honestly, I don't think I should get into that on the podcast. I'm just not going to get into it. No comment. You know, was Kelly Clarkson into Brazilian waxing? Yes, she was. So what? Who cares?
You're waxed. How can I help you?
What's your hours tonight? What time you close?
We close at 7 o'clock tonight.
What are you doing for appointments? I'm gonna send my wife. We got an anniversary. I got my wife's anniversary. She wants to go to, I believe it's called Brazilian.
Yeah, so we actually only have appointments available tonight from 1 until, let me see here,
3:30. Boy, I don't know if I can make that work. What's her anniversary? She doesn't really know about it. It's kind of going to be a surprise. Do you guys do that? I want her waxed.
Yeah, if you wanted to send her in, and then we could just put your card on file.
Oh, I could do it that way, but I guess I'm more worried about the time.
We We do have openings for tomorrow night. I'm just looking now, but I know if it's tonight.
Well, I mean, how long does it take? What are we doing here?
So it'll be a 30-minute long appointment.
30 minutes.
Yep, 30 minutes.
Well, I think you're going to need a little more time than that. Yeah. And I mean, what does that entail? Just everything goes, or what
everything
does it do?
Front and back. Yep, front everything and back. Goes unless somebody wants to keep some hair.
Now she doesn't. Like I said, she doesn't know about it. So I guess there's that.
And I mean, if she came in, we would definitely before the appointment, before waxing, discuss.
Yeah, you'd have to discuss it with her. I'm hoping to kind of get this done, but I mean, it's kind of not. It's going to be a big job, so it's not. No, I mean,
no,
it's not
fine.
Some.
Don't worry.
Yeah, it's not something she's ever done or is into. It's just something that.
Yeah.
It's our anniversary. I thought it'd be something different. I don't know. Is this bad?
Yeah,
is this?
Sure.
I mean,
is this
something people do? I don't even know.
Yeah, for sure. We have guys that'll come in and just pre-pay for an appointment and bring their wife or get a gift card or anything like that.
Okay, and then you guys can talk to her. If she doesn't want to do it, maybe you could talk her, let her know that a lot of people do this.
If she doesn't want to do it, we could do, if she didn't want to do it, we could do brows. We could, do any other kind of, services like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, we can't make someone do it.
No, I'm not saying man, but, you know,
yeah.
I'm not saying make, obviously. I'm just saying I think this would be good for her, and I think she'd enjoy this, but... I'm just really nervous because I didn't tell her about it, and you know, I don't want to make her feel bad, but I would like it
cleaned up. So maybe what you
should
up. Do is come in and get a gift card, and then you can just give it to her as a gift and be like, here, you can make an appointment at Metro Wax you thought it'd be a good idea.
I like that idea, but I was hoping maybe that someone could kind of talk her and sway her this way. Is that crazy? Is that...
To speak to her,
well, the card,
the download of what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get too into it. You know what I'm saying? I just kind of want to do something.
I completely know what you're talking about. I think though, with surprising her with an appointment and coming in, I'm trying to think of a way that would be without.
I don't want to offend her.
You'd almost
let
have
me
to
be honest.
Right
before, it's
you
a,
know what I mean?
Yeah, it's, and I don't want to be but it's a mess. It's a mess down there, and she knows it. And
yeah.
I think it's hurting her self-esteem, and I don't think, I've heard about these Brazilians, I've read some things online, and I really like to have her have this done, but I think that she's going to shy away from it unless she's kind of talked into it, not talked into it, but let her know that other people get this done. I don't even think she knows that this is an option.
Right, and just kind of guided into knowing that it's an option.
Yeah. I'd like it cleaned up, and she'd like it cleaned up. I mean, it's going to be good for everybody. I just don't want to be, over.
Yeah, I totally understand. The whole situation.
I'm trying to tiptoe through this whole thing. So, I mean,
What you should do is, if possible, so this is how our booking system works. If you make an appointment and you cancel that appointment the same day, then you do get charged a $20 fee. So what I would do if I were you would be make the appointment for, let's say tomorrow night or something, but tonight tell her, hey, just so you know, I made you an appointment for a Brazilian at Metro Wax. And he's like, if it's not something you're interested in, we can definitely cancel it, but just say you talked to the girl and it seems like something she'd really be interested in.
Yeah, I think that sounds reasonable.
Then it's not kind of like a blind drop-off, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's not going to be I was hoping you're going to have to maybe talk her into it a little bit, but, it's just something that she needs to have done, I think, and she.
Yeah.
I don't think she realizes how big of a problem this is, because, she's
you're
made...
doing it more of it, I totally get it.
Yeah, she's made comments, about her appearance. Enough is enough. I want her, it's her anniversary. I want to treat her.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And then also another thing you could do too is allow her to grab whatever she wants for the upkeep, because we do have some really fun stuff too. That'll be a little bit more of an additive. So it's not just the wax, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Upkeep would be great.
So we've got upkeep items. So we have this thing, it's called a beaver balm, and you can put it on and keep everything really soft. Wow. And then it's kind of like a lotion for that area. And then we've also got like exfoliating products to upkeep it. If she wants to upkeep and make it so that there's like no razor, not the razor bumps, but ingrown hairs and all of that.
Yeah, that ingrown hairs, sure. I mean, there's a lot going on. Is it ever going to be is there ever a situation where it's kind of too much to take on?
Never, never, never too long. It can only be too short.
Well, I mean, just too much to take on with the ingrown hairs and all the stuff. No. I mean.
No.
Okay.
Totally fine.
All right. I'm going to talk to her and I'll figure it out and then I'll call back and hopefully this will work out.
Okay. And then, just if you were wondering too, I actually do the waxing, and
okay.
My name is Tina. So if you want to book an appointment, and I totally understand your situation, so you don't have to explain yourself again.
You're okay. Yeah. Well. Good. Okay. Well. Thanks. I appreciate that. I don't want to have to get in.
No,
it's
problem.
Very embarrassing to talk about, but you know, something needs to be done.
Yeah. No. Totally. We get it.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
All right. Yep. I hope. Good luck to you.
Yeah. Thanks.